This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. media sources are reporting a New York grand jury has voted to indict former U.S. President Donald Trump over hush money payments made to a porn star ahead of the 2016 election. The New York Times said the felony indictment filed under seal by the Manhattan District Attorney's Office will likely be announced in the coming days. The Times cited four people with knowledge of the matter. The 76-year-old Republican would become the first former or sitting president to be charged with a crime. This has the potential to reshape the 2024 White House race in which Trump is running for re-election. The Manhattan District Attorney has not commented yet on the new information. A Trump lawyer has said she was informed of the former president's indictment. And Turkey's parliament approved a bill on Thursday to allow Finland to join NATO, clearing the way for the country to become part of the Western Defense Alliance as war rages in Ukraine. The Turkish parliament was the last among the 30 members of the alliance to ratify Finland's membership after Hungary's legislature approved a similar bill earlier this week. The White House has dismissed espionage charges against a Wall Street Journal reporter detained by Russia as ridiculous and unacceptable. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the United States will go through a process to determine whether the reporter was wrongfully detained.
He's being detained, and we have been very clear. There's no reason to believe that those charges are accurate.
Earlier Thursday, Russian-American correspondent Evan Gershkovich was charged with spying in Russia. The Wall Street Journal denied the allegations and demanded the reporter's immediate release. A Moscow court has ordered him held in pretrial detention until May 29th, and the state news agency has said he pleaded not guilty. This is VOA News. Scuffles broke out outside a Kyiv monastery on Thursday after a Ukrainian branch of the Orthodox Church, accused by the government of having ties with Russia, defied an eviction order. Reuters' Olivia Zelino has more.
There were scuffles outside a Kyiv monastery on Thursday after a Ukrainian branch of the Orthodox Church defied an eviction order. Kyiv accuses the Ukrainian Orthodox Church, the UOC, of having ties with Russia. And tensions over its presence at the 980-year-old monastery have risen since Moscow's invasion. Members of the church refused entry to a government official who came to inspect the sprawling complex hours after the deadline to leave had passed. Shortly afterwards, Reuters correspondents saw church representatives trying to prevent journalists from filming a senior cleric outdoors. A Reuters reporter was hit and shoved by an unidentified man, and another reporter was pushed away by a cleric as she tried to approach him. Nobody was injured.
That's Reuters' Olivia Zelino reporting. The founder of FTX cryptocurrency exchange, Sam Bankman-Fried, pleaded not guilty on Thursday to new U.S. charges of conspiring to violate campaign finance laws and bribe Chinese authorities. Reuters' Alex Cohen has more.
Indicted FTX cryptocurrency exchange founder Sam Bankman-Fried fought his way through a throng of reporters as he arrived at a New York courthouse Thursday to face more charges. The 31-year-old pleaded not guilty to a new 13-count indictment accusing the disgraced crypto mogul of conspiring to violate campaign finance laws and bribing Chinese authorities. Bankman-Fried had previously pleaded not guilty to 8 counts of fraud and conspiracy for allegedly stealing billions in customer funds from his now-defunct FTX exchange to plug losses at his hedge fund Alameda Research.
That's Reuters' Alex Cohen reporting. The World Bank on Thursday submitted a long-awaited roadmap to its steering committee that would boost annual lending to middle-income countries to fight climate change and other global crises by about $5 billion annually while protecting the bank's top-tier credit rating. The bank said the plan will be discussed with its development committee on April the 12th. And U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris on Thursday pledged to continue in cooperation with Tanzania as she met with the country's president, the only female head of state in Africa, in the middle of Harris's first official visit to the continent. Tanzania's president is Samia Suluhu Hassan. She took office when former President John Magufuli died in 2021. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.